This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield with a few of your letters. We got a variety of responses to my interview a couple of weeks ago with Lauren Coleman, an expert in suicide prevention, about the shooting at the Amish school. Susan Bell of Moses Lake, Washington writes, I believe that the news media go over the top, giving us too many details about the shooters. As Coleman said, let's publish more about the victims and less about the shooter. But Richard Carroll of Baltimore suggests that Coleman should heed his own words. Your guest, who bemoaned how the mass media may generate copycat shootings by needlessly sharing explicit details, then went on a moment later to list a number of those horrifying and, by his take, needlessly publicized details. Since hearing the explicit details, which I had not previously heard, I've found the event even more disturbing. Perhaps your guest should think before speaking, particularly if by his speech he is furthering a practice that he says he is opposed to.
Of my tribute to Fox News on its 10th birthday last week, Keith Turner in Boston writes that, quote, you had me laughing out loud in the aisle of the grocery store with my headphones on. I thank God and President Bush that there are far-left bomb throwers like you guys on the air. Thanks, Keith, but in the spirit of being fair and balanced, we also heard from a couple of listeners who didn't like it at all, like Donald D. Denton, Jr. of Richmond, Virginia, who said that, quote, the smarmy voice and comments of your reporter about Fox News's 10th anniversary demonstrates beyond all reasonable doubt why more people listen to Fox than to NPR. Actually, I don't think they do, although more certainly listen to Rush Limbaugh.
And finally, mail from Jerry in San Francisco, who shares with us a personal memory of the first remote control, whose 50th anniversary we celebrated last week. He writes thusly, the Zenith Space Command was supposed to be ultrasonic. However, I recall that you could inadvertently change the channel just by jiggling your keys.
Keep your comments and corrections coming to onthemedia@wnyc.org, and don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.